Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life. Good morning. Welcome to day 236. I have said it before and I'll say it again. Doing good feels good. When we do a kind gesture for someone, even if nobody's around to see it, we feel a sense of bliss and joy. And it's not some placebo effect either. This is a scientific fact that when we do good things for others, we actually do feel good. It's a concept referred to as the helper's high, which has to do with the release of oxytocin, dopamine, and serotonin whenever we choose to help others from a place of kindness or selflessness. This is fairly common knowledge, as we've all probably done some nice things for someone and in return felt amazing from our generous acts of kindness. But to me, the even more beautiful finding of these studies pertains to the fact that not only does the person doing the kind act receive a boost of the happy chemical to their brain, but so do the people receiving that act of kindness. If you inform someone that they drop their wallet and you hand it to them, you get the initial boost because it feels good to have helped someone in need, but they also receive that serotonin boost because they didn't lose their wallet and they become reminded of the kindness of strangers, which can help us remember that the world is not a hopeless place. This means we often get a second boost from the gratitude and excitement of the recipient of the kind deed. But if you dig deeper still, you'll find what I think is the most incredible part of the study, which is the fact that it's not just the good doer and the good receiver that get the dopamine hit from the kind gesture. It has been proven that even bystanders will receive a boost of the happiness chemicals in their brain if they simply witness the interaction. Think about it. When you see someone help someone else on the street, you often feel a boost in your own helpfulness towards humanity, which boosts your serotonin levels. The fact that doing good feels good to everyone involved means everyone involved is more likely to continue doing good. It becomes a symbiotic relationship which promotes more and more good deeds to be done. When you do a good kind act for someone, you are not only doing it for them, you're doing it for yourself and everyone watching. And it feels good to do good, but it also feels good to see good. So show other people how easy it is to do good by bringing the good yourself. The perk of being selfless is it's never actually fully selfless. You will always feel good. The more you do good and the more you see good, and the more often that we feel those immediate rewards of doing and seeing and feeling good, the more likely we are to do and be and see and feel good in the future. So keep promoting that by simply doing, and reap the benefits of the dopamine hits that come from kind gestures. because every time you do good, you are helping other people feel good, you are helping yourself feel good, and all of that happiness high actually turns into less stress, which means you'll actually live longer. So the longer you live, the more ability you have to do more good. Next time you have an opportunity for an altruistic act, remember that it helps your mental health and well-being, reduces your stress, improves your emotional state, and your physical health. And it also helps those around you. So, volunteer. Bring your neighbor some groceries. Send a gratitude email to a past friend. Do a random act of kindness. And don't feel bad that it's actually helping you too, because it is helping the world around you. And the best thing should be symbiotic, including our kindness. So spread that shit like wildfire, because it really is saving the world. One kind gesture at a time. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.